agency, and we are enacted by the law of Lagos State Structures for Signage and Advertisement Agency 2006 as amended, and we are responsible for regulating and controlling outdoor advertising and signage displays in Lagos State.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, but why do I need a signage for my business?
Oh, pretty much. For instance, if you don't have a name, nobody can actually address you.
Okay.
So your signage stands as an identification. That is why we have that slogan, a business without sign is a sign of no business.
I love that. Say that again. A business without sign is
a sign that
there's no business there.
Exactly.
Ooh, you guys have really come up with some slogans these days. All right, which is good. But go ahead. So you're saying now that for anyone to be properly recognized in Lagos.
Yes, for us to be able to, clients to identify you, you need a sign. For people to patronize you, you need a sign. Sign helps you for people to locate you, to know the type of business you do, to know the type of product you deal in. That is why you need a sign. Everybody, every business needs a sign.
Right. Anyway, it's pretty understandable considering the fact that we're in Lagos and it's a place that is highly populated. So one would need to be known, and for, like you're saying now, that sign is needed. But who can own a billboard in Lagos? Is it everybody that can own one? Let me bring this question to Buki Ayodele. You are the head client services, is that correct?
Yes, please.
Right,
thank
so who can own a billboard?
A billboard can be owned by an outdoor practitioner, but the practitioner must be registered with the agency, with LASA.
Okay. So anyone who is into business can own one, but of course it must be registered with you guys.
Yes.
And that is your own department, I suspect.
Yes, please.
All right. Let me get back to Mrs. Oyeguki. So what do you do as a business development department, that department itself? What do you guys do there?
Okay. Thank you very much. The first thing we do is identify business signs. We are the one that actually have the interface with business owners. So the moment you have a business and you're planning to get a location, you need to work with LASA, because planning of your structure includes planning signage. So you must ensure that you work with us. So we capture signs. That's the first thing we do. We ensure that sign is registered for you, and we ensure that it is not just placed anywhere. We don't allow indiscriminate pasting of your signage. We ensure that you follow our policies and law,
right,
to prevent cluttering.
Okay.
And we also monitor the environment to prevent illegal displacement of, deployment of signs.
So while I'm planning to own that or business and trying to set up an office, I must also consider you guys in perspective too. Is
exactly
that what you're saying now?
Exactly.
All right. So let me get back to you, Ayodele. What does customer services and the registration department, what do you guys do there too in LASA?
Thank you. We are responsible for the assessment of all signage applications. That is, you know, there's the first party, the business signs, and we also have the third party structures in Lagos. For the first party signs, those are the ones you find on premise for business owners. Whereas for the third party, those are the big structures that you see outside. You know, you have the LED, the uniposts, those kind of structures outside as you move around. We are responsible for assessing the applications as they are submitted by the clients and the practitioners who are registered with the agency to practice the business of outdoor.
Right.
Thank you.
So when a new business opens, let's consider that kind of scenario. When a new business opens and the business owner wants to more or less put up a sign like what you said earlier on, Mr. Yogoke,
okay,
what should that person do?
Okay, the first thing is you approach our office. We have 25 business offices around Lagos, especially inside the local government offices. And we expect you to come in so that we can discuss, to tell you the type of sign you can have. And you have to start by picking our form. When you pick our form, we advise you, because you need the picture of your location so that we can advise you on the type of placement you can have.
All right.
The type of sign, the size of sign is very key for us to be able to advise you on. And we equally would like to know your budget.
Okay.
Because at times, we have as rates as low as 2004. So people might want to say, okay, I don't want this. I want a big sign. And your cost might not be able to carry that. So we always want to advise you on, as we work with you on your budget.
All right. So, Mr. Yuki, are you telling me now that is it not proper or is it wrong if I set up my business, I put up the building, and the next thing is for me to put a kind of identity or a signage on that building that indicates the business I do without getting in touch with you guys? Are you saying it's wrong?
It's very wrong. It's classified as illegal, but we will work with you.
All right. So for those who have that kind of thing, they can correct it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
All right.
We'll work with you. We'll come in, talk to you, tell you what to do, we'll give you our application form for you to complete and submit with pictures and the necessary attachments and for your submission. We process it. Within 2 weeks, you get your approval.
Right. All right then. So, Buki Ayodele, let's bring you in at this point. Tell us the criteria for determining whether a structure should either be approved or disapproved. Since you work with the registration department, what are some of the things that we look at?
Thank you. For instance, when assessing an application, there are so many things we consider, and these are clearly stated in ALASA law. But one of the major things we consider is the environmental impact of the proposed structure on the environment and the compliance with construction standards. We're very, very high on ensuring that public safety is not tampered with, and we also want an aesthetically pleasing environment. We also consider the size, of the structure you want to put up, the location, the spacing requirements, because there are other structures and other factors that are around when you're putting in an application.
All right.
We look at the height, the dimensions, the impact it will have on other road users.
Okay.
We would, for some certain structure types, we would usually request for an EIA. What I mean by an EIA report is an environmental impact assessment report, which, it has to be submitted to determine the suitability of the structure to the environment in which it's going to be placed.
Mm.
This is examined critically by us, and, we take it as one of the key things we consider.
Right. So the height of the building, does that determine the kind of sign as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All this and many other things are considered before your application is submitted.
Right.
Then the criteria for the first party is not as cumbersome as the third party, which I just reeled out.
Mm.
This is so because of the sizes of the structures are usually not as big as the third party structures. For first party structures, we have, their own maximum size types that we deal with as well.
Okay.
But like my colleague said, when you come into the branch office, they would, guide you on what to do and what not to do.
All right. So can business owners walk into just any of the local governments now to register their sign?
Yes.
It's possible?
It is possible. They just walk in, tell them what they want to do, the sign they want to have, and they will advise them as appropriate.
All right. All right, so in all of this, because I know people are listening to us this morning and they are quite interested, they want to be on the right side of the law, who can apply for a sign or a billboard?
That is a registered outdoor practitioner with the agency who must have an APCOM certification.
Ah.
Yes, please.
The person must have an APCOM certification.
Yes, please.
Those are the only people that can apply.
Yes.
So if I don't have an APCOM certification, I can't apply.
And some other things, yes, you cannot apply.
Ah, that's interesting. So is your agency responsible for registering all the billboards and, of course, the signages that we see around Lagos?
Yes, we are responsible for that. Thank you.